Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. Life is full of decisions, and some of our decisions are so important that they could affect our entire future. In times like these, we need someone who can give us true and wise counsel. And the only one who never guides us the wrong way is God. God is a loving Heavenly Father who is never too busy to listen to us when we come to Him for guidance. We don't have a pillar of cloud for a signpost, but as believers, we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us. He's our leader, and He's committed to showing us the correct path in every circumstance. Find out what you can do to gain discernment. Recognize His voice and follow His guidance through every challenge and uncertainty in life in today's sermon by Evangelist Paul Akwa, titled, We All Need Guidance. Let's join in.
We all need guidance. Whoever is guiding you needs to know the way. He needs to know the path. Needs to know where you are going in life. The best guide is God because He knows the people He is going to guide. He is omniscient. He knows everything about us, and therefore, why wouldn't you follow the one who knows you so well, my friend? God has a plan for our lives. He has set a wonderful goal for our lives. God has set a beautiful goal for your life. He desires to give us clear guidance. God knows exactly what He wants to happen in your life. What He wants is you and me to want Him not just for the handout. Lord, give me this, give me that, I need that, here's my need. But instead you say, Lord, what you want is what I want. It might not be my first choice, but you know best, and that's what I want. That's what we should be looking for when we approach God. He said to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. I repeat, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. That's Jeremiah 1:5. He said again to His people in the Old Testament, Jeremiah 29:11. He's saying this to you and me as well. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So you see, we can see that God has got a good plan for your life. God never made a failure because His thought towards us are good, not evil. And He's leading us to a future. He's leading us to expected end. See, we need to realize that God's plan for us are better than our plan for our own selves. His plans are better than what you are planning for yourself. We are all going to have natural desires in life. That's right, yeah. Dreams that you have. Things that you want, goals that you have. And so it may be that goals that we have, God wants us to have. But we have to have clear guidance as to how to go about them. We need to make a decision to make our lives count. And how do we do that? We need to consult God. We need to consult His word. We need to reach out to the Holy Spirit. God has a plan for every one of us. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter what situation you are in. If you are in a third world country and in the natural, you think, what can God ever do in my life? God never created a failure. Have that in mind. God's plan for you is good, not evil. He's leading you to an expected end. God knows your lies. He knows your dislikes. He knows what will hurt you and what will give you joy. He knows those things that you have to watch out for. Why not follow the most awesome guide? And that's Almighty God. If you think about it, that's what life is all about. Life is on traveled path. that every one of us travels, because there is nobody like you. You are the only person that travels on that path. Take note of that. There is nobody in the world who has the same path, because everybody is different. We are different because the will of God and purpose for our lives are different for all of us. And therefore, you are the only person that will travel on that exact path. Our whole life is the result of hearing God's voice and seeking His guidance. For some of us, if the Lord hadn't spoken to us and led us, we wouldn't be doing what we are doing. Suppose somebody went to heaven and wanted to talk about flood. That person should remember that Noah is in the audience and might as well hand over to Noah and let him tell the story. If somebody wants to talk about God's blessings in time of crisis, for example, during famine, then they should consult Isaac. On and on, we can give many examples of how God directs His people to do exploits. Most people act or behave as if God's will is an elusive secret for us to uncover. But the truth is, God wants us to understand and do His will. If we will take our time to listen, God will make His plans known to us. He will guide us and equip us. All of us need a guide, and our perfect guide is Almighty God, the omnipotent God, the all-powerful God who knows everything. God will guide us. We just have to have that notion and consult Him in our decision-making process. He has promised to give us guidance. Our life is a result of whether or not we are hearing God's voice and following His guidance. If the Lord hadn't led me and spoken to me and given me directions to do the things that I have done, I definitely wouldn't be able to do what I am doing now. I definitely wouldn't be able to minister to people the way that I am. And this isn't just for ministers. This isn't just for church leaders. This isn't just for elders. This is for everyone. Have I done everything perfectly? No. We are all still learning. And the Apostle Paul said, I haven't obtained yet. Not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. That's in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. That's Apostle Paul saying that he hadn't obtained yet. He was still pressing forward. He was still learning. So we are all learning. We have not done things perfectly. But I can say that any good thing that has ever happened in my life came because God did it. There is evidence in the scriptures that God is willing to give clear guidance about every single circumstance of life. Every single situation of life, God is ready to guide us. We just need to consult and be ready to hear His voice and follow His guidance. There are many verses of scripture that tell us how God wants to guide us. Let me give you a couple of them. Psalm 25 verse 12 says this. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. You see? Bible is saying, who fears the Lord? That's reverencing God. That means the one who respects Him, the one who submits to Him, the one who yields to God and seeks Him, the one who desires to know His mind, His will, and His way. Who is the person, the one who fears the Lord? Let me read you another scripture, Psalm 31, verse 3. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. That's Psalm 32 verses 8 to 9. See, there is an instruction and there is a warning here. Here is a simple challenge and promise. God says He will instruct us. He will teach us the way we should go. He will guide us on our path. The Bible has many illustrations of how God guides his children. For this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. That's Psalm 48 verse 14. This is another promise about his guidance. And look at how long this will last. Bible says not just today, but until death. You see, he will be our guide even to death. So far as we are on this earth, our trustworthy guidance is God. God will guide us. We have to always see him for guidance. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receiving me to glory. This is Psalm 73 verses 23 to 24. You see, so it's incredible how God in his word is really ready to guide us. We just have to cooperate with him and make sure he guides us. Hallelujah. So my friend, if you look at lots of promises from God, ask yourself a question. Am I seeking genuine guidance from anybody, or do I have to make up my own mind about things? The truth is, we all need a guide. God never intended us to be self-directed. Let me read you a very powerful scripture in Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 23. This is what the word of God says. Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. Jeremiah 10:23. This is Jeremiah prophesying and saying by the Holy Spirit inspiration, he said, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. It is not for you and me to direct our steps. We need to consult God. And hearing his word will help us to know which way to go. Praying to God will help us to know which way to go. Because God never made us to equip ourselves to lead our lives in our own wisdom and understanding. We need a guide. Life is a journey. Nobody walks your exact path. Noah, Abraham, Apostle Paul, and all the many examples that we know of, they all walked specific paths to achieve their God-given goals. God has chosen you and I for specific purposes on earth. Noah was chosen by God to preserve life on earth by building an ark to escape the great flood. He was described in the New Testament as the preacher of righteousness. Do you know your purpose on earth, my friend? Whether you know your purpose or not, you still need a guide. Someone to guide you into your God-given purpose, and someone to guide you every step of the way. Almighty God is your perfect guide because he is all-knowing God. He is omniscient. He is the one who formed you. He knows the plan for you. Consult him for guidance. Abraham was chosen by God to be the father of all nations. He remains a model of righteousness and faith for all believers. More than 2,000 years since Abraham died, we still talk about his faith. What's your purpose on this earth, my friend? Paul was chosen to be the great apostle of the Gentiles, defender and advocate of Christian faith. He lived to fulfill his mission on earth through his preaching and 13 New Testament letters. Are you living to fulfill your God-given goal? You need guidance. You need somebody to guide you. You need somebody to tell you what to do. You need somebody to let you know your purposes and goal that God really ordained before he formed you in your mother's womb. And I pray that you will do so today. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then this is meaningless to you because, first of all, God needs your heart. Then he will direct your path. And if you will, you may just put your trust in him. He is the only Savior of this world. You may pray this prayer after me if you want to receive him as your Savior. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place. and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.